Here on the Midday Show with the TV Guy on the Radio, we welcome to the studio our friends from Eastland Dental Center, Dr. Mike Milligan and Dr. Marissa Milligan, as they talk this month about replacing missing teeth. What are your options? These are hard decisions. I remember that my son, when he was very young, had a tooth knocked out playing with some toys with a friend of his. They weren't fighting. He didn't get punched in the mouth, but they were playing with a little remote control helicopter, and the thing kind of got out of whack and hit him in the mouth, and he had one of his lower teeth in the front knocked out. And we tried to figure out what to do with him because he was so young, and we knew that he was going to continue to grow and the shape of his jaw was going to change. So Dr. Mike and Dr. Marissa are here to talk about that and all the different options that people have. How are you guys doing?
I am great. Thank you.
Doing real good.
It's very hard to get you guys together in the same room for one of these segments because one of you is always busier than the other.
Well, yeah. My four kids never did fight, though.
Well, my kid wasn't fighting with his friend. They were playing with something, and they were trying to operate a remote control helicopter, and it flew right into my son's face. And I think he was about, I don't know, he might have been 10 or 11 years old at the time. So we were worried, like, okay, if we do this, you know, the dentist gave us some recommendations.
Sure.
What's that going to mean when, you know, 10 years from now when he's full grown? So let's just start with that.
Okay. Probably in someone that age, we could do like a little removable type of a tooth. And then eventually do an implant later on when he's older. That would be a good option. Probably what I would have in my own child's mouth. Marissa?
I agree, yeah. During those developmental years, you just want to kind of get him through. So either like a removable or something bonded just to get him through. And then when he's fully developed, and everyone grows at a different rate, so you really have to evaluate each person individually, but more like 18, 19, 20 years old, then you can look at a more permanent fixed. And really our best way to do to replace a single missing tooth would be an implant. Some of the other procedures, if you're looking at a bridge where you hook onto the adjacent teeth, obviously you have to file those down, and so you're causing maybe some trauma to the adjacent teeth. And if they're healthy, you want to be conservative in your treatment, so single missing tooth, probably implant is the best way to go.
You know, as much as in recent generations we've spent more time paying attention to our mouths and how we take care of our teeth and our gums, it surprised me some of the statistics you sent over today, Mike, in that almost 70% of people between the ages of 35 and 44 have lost at least one tooth. So they're faced with a decision on a replacement tooth or some sort of appliance or something in their mouth.
Right. Probably less in a community like this, I would think. But still, you know, it's there. And, we see, you know, obviously we see it every day where people are missing teeth and talking about replacing them or have had teeth replaced. Sure.
All right. So what are all the different options? Obviously, an implant is an option.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I suppose it depends on the circumstances, too. What are all the different types of replacements that are offered in today's dental world?
Right. And really, you have to individualize the treatment. Do they have just one tooth that you're looking to replace? Is it multiple teeth? Because that really guides us on how we want to proceed. You have to look at the health of the other teeth that do remain as well. So looking at, like I said, a single missing tooth, probably more along the lines of like an implant or a bridge. If you're looking at multiple teeth, you can do things like partials that are removable. Or if obviously we're looking more generalized, we can always talk about dentures and that sort of thing. So you kind of have to go on an individual basis and plan it accordingly, not only to, you know, that person and the health of their teeth, but also financially what they can do, too. We want to customize the treatment and make it, you know, comfortable for them.
Yeah, so the four main ways would be a dental implant. Number two would be a fixed bridge, which is attaching it to the other teeth there. Number three would be if they have some teeth but are missing some teeth, we can do a removable partial denture that comes in and out and hooks onto the other teeth. Or if they're missing all their teeth, we may go to a denture. We may or may not put implants under that denture to make it tighter.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Milligan and Dr. Marissa Milligan. You do all the heavy lifting over there. I know that because when you come in, you're still in your dental outfit,
I
right?
I am usually, yeah.
Mike's just here talking. You're so, doing all
yeah,
the work.
You know, someone has to work around here. So.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about we're talking, by the way, about replacement teeth, replacing missing teeth, things like dental implants, dentures, bridges. What's the most involved? Is it implants? My dad used to have bridges before they really got into doing implants.
Yeah.
And it seemed like those things were always coming loose, and he was having to get them fixed all the time.
The bridges?
Yeah.
No, typically.
If they're done well and they're done in a way that they're retentive, and they're cemented into place, so their longevity should...
Explain what a bridge is.
So a bridge, typically to replace, you know... one or two or maybe a couple teeth in a row there, but it's fixed, so it's cemented onto the adjacent teeth in the area, making sure that those teeth are sound and healthy and can withstand that, obviously, because that undergoes some stress in that area. But it's basically utilizing those teeth to cement a fixed restoration in place to where it replaces those missing teeth. It's a little bit harder to clean under, but with things like water pick and that sort of thing and floss shredders, you can definitely clean
underneath. I remember he had a water pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes that's the best option if you don't have enough bone for an implant, because obviously to do something like a dental implant, we need to evaluate the bone and make sure that it's healthy to withstand that and integrate well in there. So.
Marissa puts the implants in for us. She put one in yesterday, as a matter of fact. She does it all the time. The fixed bridge, think of it like we have to trim around the teeth on either side of the missing space, a little bit around the tooth and a little bit of the top of the tooth. Think of it like we would put a thimble over each of those teeth and attach the false tooth to those two thimbles. And then we cement that or glue that apparatus to the teeth in place. So now, it's like a thimble over your crown is like a thimble over your finger, and this would be on a crown on either side with the false tooth or teeth attached.
All right. So now the implant, does that take the most preparation work and is that the biggest job?
It can be more involved. It just depends on the situation. If someone has healthy bone, a good amount and a good density of bone. Typically, we can, place the implant in there. And then you have to allow for, the technical term is osseointegration, or basically, your bone to accept that and make sure that it's solid and can withstand your chewing forces and that sort of thing before you put the crown or the tooth on top of that fixture. So sometimes, that process can take a couple months. Sometimes 4 months, 6 months, and maybe longer, but it just depends on kind of the individualized treatment for that person.
And what you do is, if I remember this correctly from the procedure that was done for my son, is you will install a post.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's made of metal.
Titanium,
right?
Yeah.
And so they have to drill into the bone. Correct. Of the jaw, mm-hmm. right? So there's a lot of, there's some surgery involved and getting mm-hmm. things cleaned out and ready for what you're going to put in. And
right.
then that all doesn't happen like, bing, bing, bing. There's some, you have to heal before mm-hmm. the actual implant goes in and
right.
all. So it's a process that takes a number of steps.
Yeah. Well, and especially if you're dealing with, say, you fracture a tooth or you lose a tooth. A tooth has to be taken out because of whatever reason, a big cavity or something like that. If you have to take the tooth out and we see that there's not enough bone to place the implant right away, you might have to add bone and then wait a couple months for that to become solid and good amount of bone to then place the implant. So then you're adding on kind of an extra step because then the implant has to heal before you attach the tooth to it. So
the bone actually starts to regenerate, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can put the implant in when you take the tooth out.
Yes.
Immediately. Or if there is a tooth missing and there's enough bone, you can put it right in. Other times, if there's when you take the tooth out, depending on the situation, you may need to augment that bone so there is enough and let that heal a few months and then go back in and put the implant in. So it's very... It just depends on the situation. But, people do great with this.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And they're highly successful You're looking at in the high 90% success rate.
And it's all about
mid to high 90.
Planning and preparation. If you, you know, kind of go step by step, that's how you become successful and you have a good final result, obviously, is taking the appropriate steps and diagnostics to plan for it.
So. And then taking care of this new tooth,
mm-hmm.
and it's a permanent tooth, it just isn't yours. Do you have to do anything special? Or can you just floss and brush just like you do your other teeth?
Yeah, I would just say you do. You pretty much just becomes a part of you, and it's like a natural tooth. So maintaining regular cleaning intervals just like you do for the rest of your teeth. And that way we can, you know, watch over it and make sure that it's doing well and keeping updated x-rays of it. And then, yes, your part is just brushing, flossing, making sure that it stays nice and clean and
What's
healthy.
The challenge for you when you install it? You don't want to put it too close to another tooth, obviously, because anything that gets kind of caught on it is going to be up against the other tooth.
Right.
So there's, I imagine there's somewhat of a precision that's involved.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, being that we're also restorative dentists, it's nice for us to say, hey, this is kind of how we would want the crown, the final tooth, to be positioned in there. So that helps guide us on where we want to place the implant itself. But you have to place it to where it's going to have good, healthy bone surrounding. And you're right, not to be too close to the roots of the other teeth that sort of thing. Absolutely.
All right. Yep. Dr. Mike, Dr. Marissa, thanks for coming in. We're out of time, but folks can get in touch with Eastland Dental at eastlanddental.com, or what's your phone number?
309-663-4711.
Okay, have a very good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again next month.
Always great to see you, Mark.